Grace Bamuvili burns incense to call the ancestors. She receives several patients a week at her home, some seeking a cure for body pains and others hoping she can bring them luck or a job. Bamuvili has been a traditional healer or sangoma for 12 years. When she began practicing, there were a few sangomas in this city, but now there are several on each street.
We do have a great relationship, though there are some differences because of the place where we grew up or the with different schools. So we are not performing the same. We usually talk about difficulties of being isangoma and so many things. But most of the time when we met, we talk about the field.
It is estimated that South Africa has about 200,000 traditional healers and more than 30 million people seek their counsel. But in modern times, some fringe elements have tarnished their reputation. South African authorities say there have been 300 murders in the last 10 years, allegedly for body parts to use in traditional potions known as muti. In order to protect their image, sangomas created the traditional healer organization known as THO. Launched in the 1970s, it does lobbying and also trains and teaches new sangomas on the ethics of the job. These new recruits are learning about physiology, HIV/AIDS, and other sexually transmitted diseases. Program manager Tolagele Shongwe helped create the code of conduct, which, she says, protects sangomas and their clients.
Yes, it's very important to protect their rights because traditional healers are not really recognized by communities, by the government itself. So they are victimized, sometimes they are called witches.
Recognizing the cultural importance of sangomas, the government created regulatory guidelines in 2003 in the Traditional Health Practitioners Bill to protect both the public and the practice, but it has yet to be fully implemented. Sangomas also face increasing competition from Western medicine as general healthcare has been made more accessible to more South African in the last 20 years. Most sangomas are no longer able to earn a living from their practice alone. For 20-year-old Rachel, who comes from a family of traditional healers, that could lead to blending traditional healing with Western medicine.
My dad grew up from the money of being an inyanga from my grand, you know. So we came on the side and we were exposed to school. I guess if we weren't, we were going to be business-minded on striving our best in the traditional healing business.
A recent poll says 70% of South Africans still visit sangomas on a regular basis. Emily Yob for VOA News, Johannesburg.